There we go.
Now I think it'll be just fine. Let me, I'm just going to turn it that way so it gets some singers too. Great. Thank you. Yes, a spot.
A spot.
I'm ready.
On the song Ashes.
Yes.
Where we sing, I will dance with the sky, I will sing with the water.
Good.
When I'm singing that track, I can do it, but when
yeah.
the other part,
yeah.
where to come in.
Totally. Great. Let's work on that for sure. What else? Any other parts? You won't sleep tonight if we don't get to them. Yes.
On the same song.
Yes.
After the key change.
Yep.
On
Finding
our note, that D flat.
Yes.
Oh, it's
good,
hard,
good, good.
It's hard to find.
On that entrance, yeah, because you have a long time off there. Okay, that's good.
Oh, yes.
We'll do this whole song.
Yeah, but if we hear the altos.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Any other spots that are really stressing you out, sopranos? I have a list, don't worry. This is good, I'm glad. Usually when we do sectionals at like this moment, there's like 15 spots. And so this is, do you feel like broadly okay with the music that we're doing so far? And then we'll create first. So let's start with Before My Ashes. And when you think of spots, you let me know. So we're gonna start on page 10. And we're just gonna sing this opening part so we can all be comfortable with it. I'll play it once, you can hear. That's the place. And by the way, those of you who haven't done a sectional with me before, I am not a good pianist, but I do my best. So keep singing things, even if I do something wrong or if I stop. Yes?
I just want to point out for people who learn by ear from the audios,
yes.
The audio does not hold the whole note on C.
Yeah, thank you.
Silent.
Thank you. Yes, that's really good. So the word C is held out for a while, maybe longer than in our practice audio. Yeah. Okay. So here we go. Try sopranos. 3, 4, go. I forget if I told this in rehearsal this season or not, but I used to work with some choruses at Harvard, and the way that we would test sight reading when we were at Harvard, because we did the Harvard summer chorus. Has anybody ever done the Harvard summer chorus? Nobody here. Nobody with me. Okay. The way that Harvard for decades has tested sight reading was on dotted and tied rhythms, because they're the hardest thing. So we would give people 4 measures to sing, because we would audition 300 people or something. You give people 4 measures to sing, and I had a little box that I had to check. Did they sing the right tied rhythm or not? And that was it. And we'd be like, you can sight read, or maybe not so much for you. And so the reason I bring that up is because these tied notes from measure 53 to 54, and the same thing happens 57 to 58 and 59 to 60, those tied notes are tricky rhythmically, and we want to rush them, but we need to give them a little more time so that we don't rush the whole piece. So I like to keep a pulse, especially when I'm practicing somewhere, so you can't see me, but I'm doing this. Right now I do this, I'm thinking, before my ashes flow. Okay, so that first syllable on flow is longer than we think. So can you try it with me? Here we go, 3, 4, go. Nice job. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, off. First two were good, but that one, I will dance with the sky. So the word with goes right on beat 2. So I'm doing this conductor thing up here. Down beats are like this in the middle, and then beat 2 is over here. So if you're watching me, you'll see 1, 2, 3, and so you can watch for, I will dance with the sky, right on this beat that goes over that way, if that helps you. Or you can just think a little longer than I just did. Okay? Nice. Sorry to be picky about this, but you're doing a great job. If you do it one more time at 53, I'm going to give you chords. You keep singing. 3, 4.
Before my ashes.
Yeah. Good job. Let's do one more time. So I'm going to give you chords like that on each beat to more approximate what our band will do. They won't do this. They'll be better at it than I am. Here we go. 3, 4, go.
Before my ashes go.
Let's go over this, because this is the tricky entrance part. That was pretty good. So you have a long coffee break, and those are the chords that you hear sort of in the middle. So the first thing, the question about layering on page 12. If we do this right, and this relies on another part, there's going to be an echo back and forth where each part mostly completes their full line before you come in. So at measure 69 at the bottom of page 11, you have "Before my ashes flow." The altos go, I will sing with the wall, I will dance with the sky, I will dance with the sky, I will sing.
Good.
So you're going to hear the back and forth here is one part says, I will sing with the wall, and then the next part comes in, and then I will dance with the sky, and then the next part comes in. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the layering that you're listening for, and it's the same every time.
Mm-hmm.
So that at least is good. It's not going to confuse us extra when we get there. Okay, I think that layering thing is something that we have to have to practice with everybody singing, because only so much I can do if I sing it with you or if we do it on the piano. But I think thinking about that back and forth flow and always being the same is probably helpful. Can you do it one more time? Mm-hmm. Sopranos from measure 69, bottom of page 11, and I'm going to play the alto part. Okay? So you sing the soprano part. Be strong. And I'll play the alto part. Here we go. 3, 4, 1.
I will sing.
Good. And the other thing I loved is you counted. You counted and nobody kept going, which is great. Very nice. Okay, good. Now let's figure out finding this note on page 14. So you're going to hear this new key that comes in, but everything about this piece is a little bit... it's not meant to feel settled or stable, right? Do you know what I mean? It's meant to flow. So we don't, like, a composer might, like, Nick wrote these, hold on. He wrote, like, these chords in for you, things like that, which are not sort of stable. And instead of going, we're going to, like, a D flat major. And he could have gone, a composer might have gone, a different composer might have gone to, like, establish the new key. But this is not that at all. So it's all kind of nebulous. Instead, we go from this thing to this in the orchestra. And then... Right, so what you're hearing in the band is not settled, right? But that's on purpose. That's part of the music. Okay, so to that point, what you need to do is sort of follow what the altos do. And they're going to go... This is measure 91. Altos are in the key. They're pretty firmly in the key. And so if you follow that line, they go up higher than you. And then you come in on this. And so that scale is in the alto melody right before that. So can we try? So here's the alto part. It goes, for everywhere there is love. Say that thing, that whole thing, three times. Before my ashes flow to the sea, there is life. And the first two times you go, life, and then life. And the third time you go, life, and hold it. Make sense? Good. Okay, nice. Does that feel okay, Sopranos? You feel good about that?
Yeah, let's finish it.
Let's finish it. Okay, let's go from measure 104. So this is the last time through this statement of the tune. 104 on page 15. Here we go. 3, 4, go. Pause. And then you're going to wait for me, and I'm going to go like this. And. Take a breath and come back in, please. Because we don't want this, we want this to end strong, right, fortissimo? Yes. So I would breathe at least once, maybe twice, maybe three times in the middle of that note. You can breathe as many times as you want, just as long as it's not everybody at the same time.
Can you do the second soprano from the last, you know, from page 115, those for which the
yeah. So this is the bottom of page 15. I'll play what the second sopranos would do. So the last life at the bottom of page 15, it sounds like this. That's the one you're holding. And then that note, you're going to go back, you know, like backwards. So at the bottom of 15, you go... and then you go, life, right back down to the note you left. Make sense? S2s? Good. S2 is the lower one normally, yeah. For people, anybody who wants to take it can take it. We don't need a ton of this F up here. But if you are comfortable and happy singing the F, please do. And I'll tell you if the balance is off. Does that sound okay? Great. More on this? Something else? Okay, great. I have picks. Does anybody else have something that you just thought of that you'd love to do? Sure. Let's take a look at... We might get through everything today, he said confidently. Can you look at for a minute at page 17? So, right, 18, where you first come in. I need a thing that I can't find. Sorry, hold on, everybody. One second. My whole iPad program just crashed, so trying to get us back to where we were. This is fine. Here we go. Got it. Okay. Page 18 is where you first come in. How many people have done a South African song before? Cool. So I know a number of you did a Kanamankwa with me. The thing that happens when you're the lead voice in the soprano part often is that you come in the middle of what we would consider a measure to lead the call. And that happens here. So your part is sort of offset from the tune. So I just wanted to practice that a little bit. So the first thing you sing is "Take This Cup Away From Me." Sorry. That's your part. But it comes in on beat 3, so it's like this, sopranos. It goes 1, 2, 3. Can you sing that with me? 1, 2, 3.
Take this cup away from me.
Good. And ultimately the goal is to do that in a way that doesn't feel tense and stressful. So syncopation a lot of times, particularly in like, jazz band things from America, goes 1, 2, ba da ba 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 ba. South African music, no. It's not ba, like that's not the style. It's 1, 2, 3, take this cup away from me. And it's very, it's like confidently placed and accurate, but not accented in the same way. And that's hard for us many times, particularly because the rhythm is challenging. So we go, where is it? Take this cup away from me. And so we want to be as relaxed as we can about the entrance. Not there. Can you try it one more time, sopranos? 1, 2, 3.
Take this cup away from me. Good.
So you have to get every instinct of, oh, I missed it, out of your body. And try again. 1, 2, go.
Take this cup away from me. Good.
And then breathe early.
Take this cup away
from me. So try again, breathe with me. 1, 2, go.
Take this cup away from me.
Same thing. 1, 2, 3.
Away from me.
Good, yes, and then it changes. So let's read your part. I'll play it with you. Let's go a little quicker. Ready? Starting with the top of page 18, and then I'll do something to throw you off a little more. Here we go. 1, 2, go.
Take this cup away from me.
1, 2, 3. Start of the tune again, same thing. One, two, something different. One, bass, and then an instrumental part. So now go back to that first entrance, and I'm going to play some chords with you, and your job is to try to come in on your own part, okay? So we get, like, the sopranos and, or the altos and tenors do a little, in the world. That's the idea. Very occasionally, the part that goes Almighty God is a little bit behind, and then the one that follows it, What have we done, O Lord, is a little bit behind too. So if this rhythm feels a little inaccessible to you, some of you might be really familiar with it, it feels easy and that's great. If it feels a little tricky, I like to think about where the actual beats line up, like with the word done. What have we done, O Lord, like that. Does that make sense? And always trying to line that up, not my entrance. Sometimes I have a feeling that the entrance needs to be, I mean, it does need to be accurate, but that the entrance needs to line up with something. But as the call people, not the response people, you often blaze the trail. Okay, so if you try to line that up with something else, even with the band, it might not work because you're starting it. But the word done is definitely going to line up with a solid downbeat. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Cool. Can you flip ahead for a minute and look at the coda? Just really briefly. This is page 21. And you're back to reading, you're reading that top line at 65. Try that. A little sight reading. One, two, ready, go. Because some of those notes are slightly different than the tune you might know for We Shall Overcome. And because at measure 88, the sopranos keep singing We Have the Power longer than everyone else. So when everybody else in the chorale goes, oh, don't think to yourself, oh, I missed it. Only the sopranos keep doing one more. We have the power. And then you go deep right onto it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Cool. And just, can we sing Deep in My Heart to the end? Because again, the reason it's different is because in this mashup, we try to align the chords from the first song with We Shall Overcome, which is a pretty close fit, but not an exact fit. So we have to change the tune a little bit. So try from Deep in My Heart, measure 89. Ready and go.
Thank you.
a number of us know, we shall overcome, right? Instead you do, we shall overcome. It's a little bit lower on the word we than we think. Yeah, very nice. Do you feel okay about this?
Yeah.
That's lovely. So sopranos, tonight we're going to work on this. Just be leaders in your call moment. Whenever you have that, take this cup away from me, that's the moment to just like be totally in control. You cause everybody else to sing the response.
Except don't come in on take.
Yeah, so don't accent. That's right. Be in control and confident. It's like, I went to see, have you seen Angelique Kidjo?
Yeah.
Before? Comes to Boston quite a lot. And she has music from all over the world, but it's just like a gravitational force that no matter what she does, you're like right here. And that's what we need from the sopranos there. Don't do it by screaming. Do it by like energy and consistency. Yeah. That's lovely. Yeah.
Mike,
yes.
Are you going to conduct this as a slow two or in four?
It's going to be in four. It says slow two. It's going to be what I would call a slow two feel.
Yeah.
But it's going to be in four, so it stays together. So I'm going to do a lot of like my teacher used to call this melding. It's going to look like that. And so yeah, we want to feel it in this kind of flow like that, a slow two feel for sure. But I don't want us to fall apart. I'll show you today. Yeah. Yes.
I think you would ask, when was the last time we did this, right?
Yes.
Do you want to know that?
Yes.
Yeah, that
do you know?
Was in spring of 2018 in the Selma to Soweto concert.
Great.
At Isay Gonwell.
Lovely. Okay, beautiful.
That's
right. Yes, quite lovely. Good. I was going to tell you one more thing that I've now completely forgotten. Oh, do you know what Take This Cup Away From Me comes from? Can someone say? Yeah, the Bible. Where?
And he says, this is like too much for me. He says, please take this cup away from me.
Yeah.
I think it's in the Garden of
Gethsemane. Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's right. And so it's because the cup and the drinking from the cup and the setup with Judas is the whole thing is identifying Jesus before Jesus goes to death. Okay. And so this whole song being about like what basically the origins of this are what have Black people done to deserve this treatment? And the answer, the real answer is nothing. Okay. And that's a similar thing to the biblical statement of the take this cup away from me comes from I don't deserve this, basically. I don't know the exact line in the Bible, but it's basically
those exact words.
Yeah, yeah, I don't deserve
it. Away from me.
Yes.
It's like I'm not strong enough to take on this challenge.
Right. Right, and I haven't, I don't deserve this. This is kind of the ultimate idea. So when you're saying that, you can feel that connection between the religious text and the literal text that you're singing here, which is good. So you're the only ones who get to say, take this cup away from me, so that's kind of a big moment. And it connects to Easter, which we were just at, so there you go. Good, okay, next.
We in the mood for Miriam?
Yes, let's do some Miriam song, page 30. So the good news here is if you are... in the ensemble, we don't have too in the whole chorale, we don't have too many different things to learn. I forget if I said this in our big rehearsal, but I definitely said it in one of the sectionals. Nick told me that, you know, at one point he was like, I never asked anybody to sing more than 30 minutes of music. I was like, what? But what he means is, he said, I never asked anybody to sing more than 30 minutes of music in a concert my whole career. I never asked anybody to learn more than 30 minutes of music. And I was like, what?
A repetition,
and yeah, so here's why. So what he meant by that is, in this song, in Miriam's song, everybody, you sing like 9 measures. Okay, in the recording I listened to, the sopranos sing 9 measures over and over, the same 9 measures. That's like 45 seconds. So for this song, you learn 45 seconds of music from Nick's perspective, right? In other words, he's not teaching you 6 minutes of things to memorize. He's teaching you 45 seconds of things to memorize. And sopranos, if you're like me, when you look at this packet of 10 pages of music, you're like, huh? But it's 45 seconds. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so that's all. So just I'm going to say those things as we get closer, because I don't want anybody to feel intimidated by the setup. So it's really, this part that we're going to learn at the beginning is basically entirely what you do. So let's try from measure 5. 1, 2, ready, go.
Sing the song to the born and believing
part I flubbed. Yeah, so it goes. Miriam and the women danced. So danced goes right on beat four. Miriam and the women danced and danced the whole night long. Try it again. One, two, ready, go. This one is about expression and feeling the rhythmic flow of the piece. Okay, so just sing with energy and a little bit of enthusiasm would be great. Okay,
I
nice.
Have a question about the brass. Do we actually stop singing or do we just hold it then?
Is there a specific place you're thinking
yes,
of?
Yes, I'm talking about measure 12 or 13.
So, Miriam and the women dance and dance the whole night long.
So we're still singing the night, even though there's a C there.
A signature change.
Oh, it's a signature change, right?
Yes, it's a time signature change. So it goes from two beats in the measure to four. That's right. Very good, yes. So we hold that through. I did, though, scribble out in measure 14 the little weird tie over that's there. So we can only hold long to the end of the measure. Dance the whole night long off. You're doing that naturally. So don't fuss about it. That's great. Okay, let's look at the next part. So you don't sing 31, 30, the rest of 31, 32, 33, but you do sing 34, and sopranos, it's the same. Other parts change, but sopranos stay the same at page 34. The bottom, 31, 32, 33 is soloists. So, and now let's speed this up a little bit for fun. This is our tempo. That's our goal. One, two, ready, go. And then you do that same thing again at page 34, and then an instrumental time through for fun, and then a quartet of soloists, where it says quartet only. Then your next entrance is page 38. Guess what? Same thing. Here we go. One, two, ready, go. Yes, and here's the thing we need to do. After you do that, and you may have hopefully wrote in or remember that the numbers, the measure numbers are wrong in this piece. Yeah, so it says 65 at the top of where we just ended, but it should say repeat ad lib to measure 55. Okay, and then the big box on page 38 is measure 55, not measure 65. Just so that doesn't confuse anybody. And so we need to practice that transition, that's all. Otherwise, it's just the same. So you're going to go, Miriam and the women danced and danced the whole night long. And the women danced. Good, so watch me. It's going to go, dance the whole night long. And so long is like almost four beats. It's a little less than four beats. But you'll feel it as four. Dance the whole night long. Three, four. And the women. And every time, sopranos, I will be like with the band for a minute, and then I'll go like this when it's your entrance. And then I'll go like this to the tenors and basses who come in two beats later. Okay? Good. So can we try measure 55 and then do a repeat? Here we go. One, two, ready, go.
Dancing, dancing.
flattened it. You're just going to hold long. With everybody in the band, we'll do something like this. And we'll hold it out together, and then we'll stop.
So how many times can we actually...
Great question. Ad lib is what Nick wrote, which means, I don't know. I will know, but when I will know that is after we work on it with the band.
Okay.
One of the times will probably be a cappella, which means we won't have the band with us. And so I just, I'll need to talk, like, it's musically valuable to do it again if, like, there's going to be a little violin solo that happens in the middle. And if the violin player is like, no, thank you, then we'll do something else. So that's all. So it won't be, it'll be in the ballpark of what we just did. It won't be 20 and it won't be 1. It'll be, you know, in the middle, like probably 5 times or so. Okay? Very good.
Celebration is easy.
Good. Yes?
On measure 25, do you want us to hold that note into the second measure, or do you want us to end it then after holding 3 beats there?
Great question. So, it's in measure 34, right? We're talking about on page 35. I think we should do what we did the first time and just hold it for 1 measure. Dance the whole night long off. That way we're consistent, easier to memorize. In general, watch me. I'm going to give you those cutoffs. The band doesn't need a lot of help there. So I'll give you those cutoffs, especially tonight. Good? Yes?
Timbrels are like tambourines.
Yes. Anybody have some?
Yeah, I looked it up on the internet.
You have some?
I do. A tambourine.
A tambourine. Sure, sure. I'll ask our percussionist. Because percussionists might have some too. The ones that percussionists usually have are not like hand ones, but if anybody has anything that like actually resembles a timbrel,
Linda Shoemaker might.
That's a great point. I'm going to write that down right now. Great point. Thank you.
I have a real tambourine.
Yeah, yeah. And so we might have a real tambourine. We'll have something for sure. Yes. Maybe to go with the a cappella verse too. Lovely. Yeah. I have these ones too. We could do. If the question will be if we have enough people to play them, so we'll figure that out. If anybody wants to volunteer, let me know.
It says distinctive for its jingling sound.
Yeah, it's like a drum. It's a drum tambourine combo, right?
Yeah, it looks exactly like a tambourine in the images.
Yeah. Good. Oh, great. Okay. Yeah. If anybody has some and they want to bring them next week, we could take a look. That's great. Okay. What else? We're doing great. I'll keep going.
Storm.
You want to do Storm is Passing Over? Let's do that.
Yes.
This is good because this is a real soprano leadership piece. Nope. Yeah, that's right. Okay. So yeah, here we go. That's your part. Ready? Yes! Large, powerful, fast forte, super strong. Right. Because before I was saying, like, not accents, this is the opposite of that. This is, like, accented, strong, powerful. So here's how this will start, and we'll practice this tonight, because I know on our practice tracks, if you're using those religiously, it's sort of like you hit play, and then it's like, encourage my soul, because you don't know when it's going to come in. But that's my job. So I'm going to give you, I'll start up here, and then I'll go 1, 2. Encourage my soul, and that's where you'll come in. Okay? So let's practice that. Ready? And we'll go really fast by the time we get to the performance. 1, 2.
Encourage my soul.
2, 3.
Let me journey on.
And 1.
Two, three,
and. slow down a little bit at the end. Just like, nice. So I can't do measure 23 without physically putting the beat in my body somewhere. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, right, yeah. Sorry, I know three versions of this. I have to make sure I sing the right ones. So hallelujah, hallelujah, storm is... Right. And that rhythm at the end goes, yah, the storm. So there's no time between yah and the or storm to take a breath. So you can sort of squeeze it in a different place. And again, look how many sopranos we have. Leave out a little part of that. And I highly recommend to you in this song, as it goes fast, if there's a place that is giving you stress, rhythmic stress, breathe during it. So if you're like, plenty of you are getting very nicely. The storm is passing over. Plenty of you are doing that just fine. If that part is stressful to you, just go, hallelujah, hallelujah. The storm is passing over. That's a perfectly valid choice, okay? And you have recordings and practice tracks, and you can listen to it, and you can learn it, and we can get better, and all that's good. And don't stress out in choir. Too many other things to be stressed about. Yes?
Right. Yes.
Got it. Okay, good. Very nice. Yeah, this is lovely. Do you feel okay?
Yeah.
Can you not look at your music for 1 second, and then I'll get your question? Can you say the words for Thunder Rolling without looking at your music? Just speak it in tempo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Thunder rolling and billows shake the ground. See the lightning flashing. And dark? Right. Dark clouds, and then one. Jesus
walked the sea.
Good for you.
And calmed the angry waves.
So what happens when we look at the words? We slow down. We slow down. We get them right, and then we slow down. Which is not, yeah. I had a teacher, you just reminded me of, I had a teacher who used to say, the right note at the wrong time is the wrong note. And so he would just say, if you get it right by slowing down, you actually got the whole thing wrong. That's it. Thunder rolling and billows shake the ground. And if we look down, we start to go, see the lightning flashing, which derails the whole thing. So I would rather have you go, see what I'm flashing, and not slow down in rehearsal. We're going to practice that tonight with everybody. But that review hopefully will help you be leaders in that section too. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Cool. Okay. What else? That's good. In general, we're doing pretty well. Can you look at? Can we do? Now let us sing briefly, and then we can do a promise I will keep. So this is page 6. I've been doing some checking into other versions of this song, I found two that have a slightly different text where they say the word till instead of the word to, which makes a little more sense to me. So I just need a little check-in with Nick, which is hopefully going to happen tomorrow, to see if we're going to say the word sing till the power of the Lord or sing to the power of the Lord. They have slightly different meanings. And Nick has a note on the bottom of your music that you might see, which says, don't change the word Lord. Yeah. That has to do with
Unitarian.
Yeah.
Refinishing.
Yeah, it has to do with taking religious stuff out of religious pieces of music, which Dr. Barnwell and Nick and a whole bunch of other people are opponents of. So, yes.
We also did this one in the Selma to Soweto.
Good.
It was Sing
Till.
We called it Sing, the name of the song was Sing to the Power.
Was it this version?
Yeah.
Okay, well then let's do that then. That's what I thought we're gonna. So you can write this in if you like. I'll explain. Page 6, third measure. Page six, third measure. We're going to say the word till instead of the word to.
What about on page six?
And every time you're going to do that. So at the middle, it's fine. Every time you say sing till the power of the Lord come down, which, so that now, that means sing till the end of the world, right? Okay. We sing until the end of the world, which makes a little more sense. Otherwise, we're kind of singing at the end of the world instead of until the end of the world, right? It's very subtle, but yeah. So can you try sing till the power, and I'll talk about it in rehearsal tonight. Here we go. One. So the basses and tenors are going to go. No, and then they hold that for a little while, and then they go. Let us sing. And you come in right away on. So let's try that. So tenor and bass go now for as long as I feel like, and then they'll go, let us sing. Now let us sing. Lift up your head. Don't be afraid. Let us sing. Okay, so this is page seven in the middle. We haven't done as much of this, but we're going to work on it a little bit tonight. Can you try it? Do. Ready and go. So every time when we get to that repeat sign on page eight, we're going to go back to measure three. I'll explain the roadmap for this in rehearsal with everybody as well. That's nice. The do's are going to be hard to memorize. Hard to memorize. So you want to feel it in the context of the chord. So can we do the do's one more time? And then we'll do something else. Here we go. Two, ready, go. And then turn to page nine for a minute. Did I blow through a question before? Did I answer it? Sorry, was it the last song?
It was the last song. It was just a minor one about.
I'm sorry.
Did you want us to increase in volume at 13? You know, like the storm is passing over quietly.
Yes. Getting louder. Thank you. Sorry to switch your brain just for 1 minute because I want to make sure to answer that. We're going to start soft and then grow and then be loudest. So each of those three times. Start soft and grow and be loudest. Yes, thank you very much. Great question. Somebody else, question on what we're doing with this one.
I was suggesting that maybe we could do it a little faster.
Yeah, well, yeah, yes, I hope so. So it says, the tempo marking says something like, let me see, you can see it for me because I just moved to the last one. Or faster. So it says, yeah, 105 or faster. So here's 105, just so you can... So that tempo would be, that's the quarter note. So that would be like this. Okay, so that's really slow. So we're going to go fast within reason. And what we need to do, the reason why we have to not go, why we can't just like take off as fast as possible is because some of the intricacies of the other parts and the solos that happen later need to not be too fast. So we're going to balance that. But I think we want to be prepared to go as fast as possible on this one. Does that make sense? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. So page nine. Take a look at page nine for a minute. You're going to sing measure 37 and 38. And then you sing 37 again and 38. And then you sing 39 and 40. And then you sing 39 again and 40. And then you keep singing 39 and 40 until you get a cue from me which I am told is a fist. Look at that. Okay? That means we're going to wrap up the time that we're currently on and get ready to go on. At measure 41, it's the same as measures 39 and 40, okay? So I'm going to tell you to go on. You're going to finish 39 and 40, and then you're going to sing it one more time at 41. So can we practice that a little bit? So here's so 37, 38 is only going to repeat once. You're only going to sing it twice, okay? And then the thing that repeats, keeps looping, is 39 and 40, okay? So here we go. Try measure 37. One, two, go. Repeat. Go on. Big pause, a GP right there, okay? So you're going to watch. It won't be this long, but that's going to be long. And then we're going to sing, Lord. Sorry, and this is our high part, S1s. Yes. Yeah. For sopranos who want to do this high one. This is, the low part sounds like this. You're going to do, and then you're going to go. That's the low part, believe it or not. And if you're doing the high part, you're going to go, big pause, and it sounds like this. No, it doesn't sound like that. Yeah, and in all honesty, seriously, if like 1, 2, 3 people do that max, that's plenty. If you want to do it and it's fun for you, great. But nobody needs to feel like, oh, it's way out of balance. If almost the whole section sings the lower notes, it will be great, because the high notes carry through pretty well. Yeah. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, the other thing is that, so what will happen there is you have to hold this note for a long time, because the basses do this typical bass thing, and they go, and it slows down. So we're going to hold that for a long time. And if you choose to sing the high B flat, don't say down. You're going to go, ah, that's it. Oh, everybody else will sing the words when you do those high notes. That's a trick. Yeah. Yes.
Can you play the low part again, please?
Yes, the low part. So here's what you're singing before it. And then you go. Yep, and with the chords, you're going to get this. Sorry. Pause, and then you're going to go. A nice bright major chord.
What's the high
part? Yeah. And really, yeah, on those moments, lots of space, no words. Play around. Rehearsal is a laboratory. So try it out in rehearsal. Be brave. Don't be afraid. Lift up your heads, don't be afraid, and try that if you like.
And listen to Minnie Riperton.
Yeah, there you go. That style. Exactly. Yes?
I got a little lost with the doo-doo-doos. I don't know if
yeah. So the tricky thing about that is that there are 2 beats per measure. Oh, and then we got to stop. We'll do more Promise I Will Keep in rehearsal. So the tricky thing about it is there are 2 beats per measure. So those look like whole notes, and they look really long. But they're not really long. So here's the doo-doos on page 7. So you just did, Lord, come down, and then you're going to go. And that one's short. Really short, just a quarter note. And then same note. Yeah, so they look long, but they're not. So we'll practice that tonight too. Very good, yes?
So I'm getting the impression that the fist signal is not necessarily a common convention.
Yeah.
And that the way the mystic tradition is that you give the
exist at the beginning of the last repeat.
Correct.
So, okay.
That's what we want. That's what we want to do. So I think it's relatively common, just some people use different things. This means we're going to stop. So these repeats are only two measures, so the difference between the beginning and the middle is small. and I never want there to be confusion, so when I give you this, you're going to have clearly started the last repeat. I don't want people to see this and be wrapping up there. Like, if you see me going like this, and you're wrapping up, you might be like, oh, is it this one or is it the next one? So you'll see me like, we'll practice tonight, so it's going to be like, you're repeating this forever, right? And here's what I want to avoid. Because it's like, was that on the, which time was it? So you'll see me do something like this. Repeat. Repeat. And I'll do a quick motion as you've started that. And that means wrap up the one you're doing and head on to the next one. Yeah. And we'll practice that because we'll need some practice with that.
Yeah, because I think Nick did it.
Sure. Yeah. Yes. That's good. This means last time through. Yeah. Last time through is what we want. Yes. Sorry, hold on.
I'm just saying there is confusion. So you just said that, and now there's a little more.
Tell me.
So when your hand's up, do I repeat the 39, 40? No.
This means Yeah.
This means.
You're ending it.
Right. Yes. Exactly. This means this is the last time through the repeat. What's confusing about this is after the repeat, is another time. So this means last time through. So here, you're repeating. Watch this. I'm singing this whole bunch. Ready? Now this is the last time through. Now you do it again. Because it's written afterwards. I'll explain this to everybody because everybody will have the same question. Yeah. So listen, in normal... Wait, listen. Sorry. Listen, please. In normal, like, gospel choir convention, this means we're going to stop. Mm-hmm. Because what comes after it is a stop. But in this music, what comes after it is another time. So the music says, repeat until cue. And when you stop the repeat, you actually do the whole thing again. Which is a little bit confusing. Can you see that in the music? Do you see what I'm saying?
Before the grand pause.
Yeah. So I'll practice it. This means we're done repeating.
But then you're
going to
do it at the end.
Yeah, I'm going to, and when it's time for a cutoff, you're going to see me do this. When it's time for a cutoff. Okay, and this is just how the music is written. The reason it's that way, hold on, sorry. The reason it's that way is what happens in the tenors and basses changes. What happens in the sopranos and altos does not change. So he couldn't just write repeat, stop. Because what happens in the tenors and basses changes. So he needs to go repeat, go on. You do the same thing, but the tenors and basses do something different. So the tenors and basses need to see, go on, sing your long note, then stop. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
So just watch, and I promise, I'm going to dance. It's going to be great. Thank you. Good work, Sopranos.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Cheers, please.
Oh, yeah, if you can put some chairs back, that'd be great. And make sure you check in for sectional attendance when you signed in today. Thank you. Cheers.